how do we come to know ourselves so well that then when we step out and engage with others and our teams and our communities and the world, that we can have more influence and impact because we have such an intimate understanding of who we are and how others perceive us and where our strong power points are, you know, to really be able to make a difference.
Everybody, let's give a warm welcome for Sonia Price in the house. Good morning, Sonia. How are you?
Ooh, good morning. Thank you for having me here today, Trevor.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm excited because you help people, you know, recover their cash flow and level up. So I love this. This is what we're talking about up in here. So
let's do it. I'm ready to dive in.
You're ready? Okay. So my first question is, I know like how I got started into this, you know, journey of helping job seekers and all of that. I started years ago because I was volunteering and I saw them going through a hard time. I saw them struggling. They were depressed, anxious, fearful. Some of them were paralyzed in fear. And I have been there myself. And so I felt empathy, a strong sense of empathy that I had to. I felt led. I had to get involved. But I want to know your story. How did you, you know, start your journey and what started you and inspired you to become a certified career coach and an executive coach? Where did that all start?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think I always kind of knew that I was going to be a coach from a very young age. I think I've just always been a natural guide and healer and mentor. So I knew that I would get into like coaching or consulting or training or something like that. And I've done all of those actually along the way, but career coaching itself really found me. And it really came through my own career path. So, you know, I went to college many years ago. Throughout my college journey, I actually had no real idea of what I was going to do for a living when I grew up, you know, quote unquote, grew up. And the best thing that I knew that I wanted to do by the time that I graduated was to become a documentary filmmaker, which I actually did some of. However, I found that I was making little to no money. You know, we're talking about cash flow. There's really no cash flow in documentary filmmaking. So, you know, I went out and got my first professional job and I ended up working for a tech startup company. And that ended up being like one of the best first initial opportunities for me because I started out very early on in the company. I was employee number two. And I helped grow that company to, you know, 25 plus individuals. And what I found is that each and every single time that we added someone new to the team, not only was I leveraging that as an opportunity to take on more responsibility. So I just talked to the founder and, you know, he was really great about giving me opportunities. So I would just say, hey, why don't I start doing this thing over here and then we can backfill my position. So I was able to like very quickly, you know, build and grow a lot of professional skills. And I also started paying really close attention to team dynamics and how the organization itself was shifting as we started to add in different layers of leadership and structure and process and all of those kinds of things. Then from that point in time, I went on. I actually went back to school and got a master's degree in leadership and organization development because I had such a passion for, you know, team dynamics and organization development.
You're one of them smart people, man. You smart, okay? You got that master's degree.
You know, listen, I think I've just always been a lifelong learner.
I love that. I don't have the formal, you know, education or anything like that. So I appreciate smart people. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? Over time, I've realized that the educational component really does not matter as much as how you feature and promote yourself as a competent professional in the marketplace.
Hold up.
What I went on to learn.
Hold up. I want to dive into that. I'm going to give a mic drop for that. Hold on. So what you're saying is the educational, right, background is not necessarily as valuable as maybe like experience or the way that you market.
Experience.
I think the way you said.
Position yourself. Exactly. Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So dive into that. Okay. So how do you help people to position themselves? Okay. in a way that makes them more valuable to the marketplace?
Well, that's what I ended up learning for myself through my own career journey. And so just to finish that story really quick is like, I went on to reinvent myself several times, right? And so it was like, you know, I gained some initial experience working for that startup company, but then I realized like, and I was basically a product manager there. But then over time, I was like, well, you know what? I want to try my hand at consulting. Now I want to try my hand at business development. Now I'm going to try my hand at marketing. And I've always been an entrepreneur. So I've always kind of wanted to like learn different aspects of the business as training for me to eventually like open my own business. But while I was working for somebody else on someone else's dime, I needed to know how do I market and position myself in such a way that I can land these opportunities to gain the experience that I'm really looking for. And, you know, and so I learned the tools of the game. And what is the game? The job search game. You know, when you are out there and you're looking for a job, they're, you know, the ATS systems, the LinkedIn search algorithms, they're looking for very specific things. So if there's a recruiter or a hiring manager that's looking to hire top talent, and they really are looking for top talent for an open position, how do you tell your own story in such a unique and powerful way that you get hand selected out of the pack of the 200 to 400 people who are applying for the exact same position? So I learned, how do you effectively do that? And how do you do it, you know, with congruence and integrity as well? So how do you actually leverage your past-based work experience, but tweak your language and your vocabulary and learn to tell your story in a meaningful and relevant way? And that has to go through all of your branding materials. So when you're putting your resume and your LinkedIn profile together, if you're utilizing a cover letter or a networking letter, or you're initiating networking conversations through interviews, like through the whole process, you really have to know, hey, you know, this is a marketing and sales game. So how do I market and sell myself effectively so that they choose me as the number one candidate, and I'll be in a place where I can have negotiating power to, you know, level up my income as well.
So I love what you're saying, because you always hear this, you know, you got to sell yourself when you're in the job search. You got to sell yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, it's almost like, yeah, you got to sell yourself. Okay. But you know, what comes before sales, right? I'm in sales, right? So what comes before sales? Mm-hmm. Marketing, right? You need to.
It's marketing, messaging.
Messaging. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all marketing. You got to position yourself, market mm-hmm. yourself. You got to get noticed first, because if nobody knows you, then nobody flows you. Nobody cash flows you, right? So how do you help people with that problem? Because I see that a lot of times, right? They're having a hard time just getting through. You know, basically, here's what's going on now. I think this is freaking hilarious. This is where the job search is nowadays. We got robots, okay, combating with other robots, because what people are doing now is they're creating their resumes with the chat GPTs and formulating it. So now we got words, we got one program, you know, combating with another program, essentially, right? And the human element is so far removed. The further we get in with technology, the human element is so far removed from the career search. So how do you help people combat that? Because that's what I find people's biggest challenges right now is the computers, the ATS, applying online, getting to a human.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. So when I work with clients, the very, very first thing that we do is we sit down and work on their career roadmap. So we'll develop a comprehensive strategy for who are they as an individual and a professional, and what will actually work for them? What kind of job are they looking for that will be a good fit for them, that matches their lifestyle of what they're looking for in their life and matches the income requirements? And so what we do is we sit down to look at, you know, where have they been? What experience have they gained so far? Where might they like to go in the future? And then we're usually looking at a variety of different options, because sometimes people are very clear of like, hey, I've been doing this, you know, I want to keep doing this moving forward, or I want to keep doing this, but I want to slightly change it in this way, or I'd like to move into a leadership position or a higher level leadership position, or I want to become a niche expert in this way. But then sometimes there's folks who come to me and they're like, I don't really know what I want to do moving forward. And so regardless where the client is, we're looking at, okay, what are the available options to move forward? And is that the absolute best choice for them? So oftentimes what I see, and this is in my mind, this is a very common mistake that most job seekers make. They think about getting a new job and they immediately jump to, okay, I need to update my resume. Let me hire a resume writer, or let me do my own resume. Let me work with ChatGPT to rewrite my resume. In my mind, usually, you know, you're missing out on a huge opportunity there, because anytime that you're making a conscious choice to pivot in one shape or form in your career, you're going to make some sort of change. Take the opportunity to make sure that it is a very conscious change, a very strategic change, and it's very well thought out, right? Because there usually are other options that maybe you might want to be looking at that can help you elevate your game in some sort of way. Like,
how about be open-minded,
build and grow? Better leadership skills, more responsibility, higher income, you know, why not use this as an opportunity to understand like what the market pays for different positions, and then choose something that's going to give you a pretty substantial increase in your.
So you're telling people they need to just kind of like pause for a moment. Okay. Just a moment, do some reflection, look at it as an opportunity. Okay. So you just got to let go from Toyota. Okay. They just fired your butt. They canned you. Okay. They say, got to get out of here. Okay. You're all down and out. You're like, oh, this sucks. Right. Well, let's flip it into the perception of opportunity instead of, oh, woe is me. Like, get through the oh, woe is me. Okay. That, cause you're going to have, it's like, there's a grieving process. Okay. To the job search, by the way, I'm not dismissing
part of the process. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. I'm not dismissing the feelings of all of that. Cause they're real. Like you're going to feel like a loss, like somebody just died. You're going to go through a grieving process, but get through it quickly. Give yourself a timeline. Okay. Say, hey, I'm going to feel this for 24 hours, or I'm going to feel this for a week. Give yourself a timeline, and then, hey, enough with the stinking thinking, because that's what it is. It's stinking thinking. You're in your own mind. You're in your own head. You're telling yourself, oh, sucks. And guess what? If you tell yourself it sucks, whether you think you can't, either way, you're right. So it does suck if you tell yourself it sucks, okay? So now what we need to do is flip that perception to opportunity, okay? And when you look at opportunity, you say, wow, wait, what can I do? What can I shift? Can I make a pivot? Can I look at something different? What are the opportunities that I haven't been looking at? Have an open mind too, because I have a lot of these job seekers. They're just like, nah, no, I wouldn't look at that. No, but they're just like stuck in what they have done, right? So how do you get somebody who's unstuck like that? Like, or get somebody unstuck who is like that, who's kind of in that funk?
I mean, a lot of times it's just really, you know, taking the time, working through it through a coaching session, like really understanding where each and every individual is. Everybody has, you know, everyone has their own unique situation. So I think sometimes people just need to be heard. You know, like if you are in that situation, you've been let go, maybe you put 10 or 15 years into working with a specific company, you thought that because you were loyal, they would be loyal to you. That does hurt. That hurts real bad, you know? So it's like, if you need time and effort and space to process that, like, take the time. And sometimes you need other people's help to be able to move through those pretty unfortunate times, you know? So
it hurts. It's like getting cheated on in, like, you know what I'm saying?
It
it's
is. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It hurts. It's like, ugh.
Ugh. Hey, look, you know what? And nobody's immune to this. Like, you know, I have 15 years of experience working in startups and corporate environments and consulting firms. And I've actually been very successful in my career, even prior to starting my own business. You know, I was very successful. I have been laid off twice. I know it hurts. And, it takes a huge hit to your ego. But I think the thing is you really just have to know that it's not personal. It's just business, you know, and sometimes business is really ruthless. And sometimes, you know, life throws us curveballs, right? So sometimes you are a victim right? Sometimes you are a victim, like something just happens to you that's totally outside of your control. But I think the mindset is so important. So it's like, do you see yourself as a victim, or do you just, or do you learn to accept it and say, you know what, if I could have chosen differently, this is not what I would have chosen, but it's time to move on. And like, let's see what else is out there. Because most times, I mean, in the times that it happened to me, I was able to leverage that experience to land something even better in the next go round.
Heck yeah.
So I think, you know, having that right mindset, right? Like thinking through, okay, well, how can this actually be an opportunity for me? You know, and I love that phrase, like the universe is conspiring on my behalf. So sometimes the universe has to give us a swift kick in the pants to help us move on to the next thing.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I agree with you. So I've been fired before. Okay. And sometimes one time it was something that I did. Okay. Made a mistake and got canned for it. So when you make the mistake and you know you got fired for a reason, you're like, okay, well, you accept it real fast. The exception is like that, right? When it was you and you know it was you, you're like, dang, okay, well, I screwed up, right? Now, the other time, it wasn't me.
But even then, you can bounce back, right?
Oh, yeah, totally you can bounce back. But I think the exception of what just happened, you're like, it was because of you. Now, when it's not necessarily because of you, like you said, you've got, maybe you are the victim of a you know, unfortunate circumstance. Like, I remember I was at working at Harley Davidson. And listen, it was an 08, okay? Well, what happened in 08, 09, you know? You know, the market crashed and all that kind of stuff. And so people aren't buying these luxury, you know, motorcycles, spending, you know, all this money. And so anyways, business was not doing great. And I got let go for that. Okay. And right before Christmas, and I went through the, oh, woe is me. And I'm like, ah, well, I ended up getting into the auto industry. And that was a pivotal point in my success and career in sales. Like, I became the top producer there every single year for 6 years in a row. And I made a ton of money early on. And so it was like a huge setup for me in my career. And so anyways, I say that because a lot of times when you're in the thick of it, right? When you're in the thick of it, it's hard to see, you know, it's hard to see the other side. Okay. But remember, God's got a plan, and you don't always understand what that is. Okay. You just don't always get it, but I love what you're talking about. This is important for y'all job seekers out there, or anybody actually. You're going through a mess, okay? If you're going through a mess, remember there's a meaning behind it. There's a purpose for it. And I always tell people that there's three things you can do, okay? Remember, there are people that are going through your mess right now, okay? So there are people that are actually experiencing it right now in the present. Okay. There are people that have experienced it in the past, and there are people that will experience it in the future. And so as you're going through your mess, if you can develop a process or a system to help those in the future make their life easier, okay, well, guess what? That could be your biggest setup. That could be your slingshot effect. That could be, you could create a product, a system, a solution to help those in the future. And even if you don't create a business out of it, right? You just know, you feel good that, hey, man, I'm helping people. Like, I'm helping those people that are going to come behind me and go through this as well. So anyways, I love what you're talking about. I know you've got a couple of books. Okay. I want to dive into your books. Okay. The Pivot Point System and The Infinite Leader. Okay. And they talk a lot about career development, leadership. Can you kind of give us an overview or some of the key principles that are in these books?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Pivot Point System, it's the five keys to career, health, and wealth success. That's actually a co-authored book and talk all about, you know, the magic keys to really have a thriving life. And how do you make those little tiny pivots that actually amount to really big changes in your career? In your career, your health, your wealth. So wonderful book that came out several years ago. Then I have The Infinite Leader, and this really dives into how to have more influence and impact in life. And this is what I'm starting to work on more in my career and with my clients. And it's really looking at how do we, each of us, how do we address the challenges that we need to overcome on the interior? Like, how do we come to know ourselves so well that then when we step out and engage with others and our teams and our communities and the world, that we can have more influence and impact because we have such an intimate understanding of who we are and how others perceive us and where our strong power points are, you know, to really be able to make a difference. So it's called the infinite leader because it's really about having ripple effect, like through who you are and the strengths and the value that you have to offer this world. It's knowing how can you actually have that really powerful ripple effect throughout the planet.
Oh, I love that one. I got to pick that one up, y'all. Y'all need to go pick that one up, okay? I mean, they both sound good. They both sound good. But if this was a movie trailer, I want number two, okay? I'm just saying, I like that. So infinite leader sounds really good because I'm all about impact, the ripple effect, you know what I mean? How can we, again, like I was just talking about, how can I leverage, you know, things I've been through, experiences to help others, right? That's all about the ripple effect, the impact. So I love
Absolutely.
That. I love what you're talking about there. So, okay, you also have a career assessment on your website, okay? How can individuals benefit from this assessment, okay? What does it tell them, okay? Because I know there's all these different assessments.
Yeah.
There's all these like...
So this is yeah, a...
Yeah, what can they learn from it? What insights do they gain from it? And then, okay, more importantly, okay, once I get this assessment back, now what? That's the next key. What do I do with this assessment?
For sure, yeah. Yeah. So this is actually a free career assessment. It's called Does Your Work Work for You? And within 5 minutes or less, you're going to answer a series of questions that will actually produce a very meaningful, personalized result for you. So this really starts to look at what are all of the core elements of your career that you actually want to be looking at to make sure that your work works for you. So a long time ago, I had a mentor who gave me this, you know, wonderful piece of advice, which is if you're going to work for the man, make sure that the man work for you too. And so that's it, right? Is like, it's looking at all of these core components of does your work work for you? And how do you know if it's the right work culture, right work environment? How important is work-life balance to you? What exactly does that look like? You know, what do you look for in a good manager? How important is the company mission and vision and, you know, a wide variety of different things? And everybody is a little bit uniquely different. So what this will show you is where you're at right now in your career. And I like to look at the difference between a job, a career, and a calling. You know, so the job is like, I got a J-O-B and I just show up and I do the work. And maybe when it's said and done, I just walk away. And you know, and for a lot of people, that's fine, right? Okay, I'm shutting the door, walking home to my family. You know, I'm here for my family now. Then there's a career where, you know, it definitely has more meaning and it's starting to take on more shape and have more strategy and more engagement and more involvement. And then there's having a calling. And a calling is really taking the opportunity to like live out your life's purpose. Like, what are you here for? And what kind of impact do you want to make during this time on your planet, your time on this planet? And, you know, how do you start to find those things? So it's a wonderful free assessment. You can find it on my website. My website is dynamocareers.com, D-Y-N-A-M-O, careers.com/assessment. And love for you to come check it out.
Back in the day when I was in that auto industry, I was all about this. This is everything to me. Okay. Actually, this and the trophy. I wanted recognition because I was at a point where growing up, I was a screw up. I was in and out of jail, making a lot of mistakes, getting in a lot of trouble as a juvenile. I was told I was never going to be nothing, never going to amount to nothing. Okay. They wanted to throw me away and throw away the key. Okay. And so recognition was everything to me. Once I started, finally, I found something that I was good at. I leaned into it with everything I had. because I wanted to be the best, because I wanted to prove that I was not this worthless piece of trash, right? Like, I wanted to prove it to the world that I am somebody that I always knew I was, but they didn't know I was. They were throwing me away. The world was trying to throw me away, okay? Just because of circumstances and the way I was brought up and things that were going on around me. So recognition, cash flow, that was like super important to me. They're not anymore. Guess what? They're not as important to me anymore. I don't have to be number one anymore. I've done that. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, been number one so many times. I know what it takes. And you know what? I don't have to be number one anymore. Now, what's more important is the people that I get to impact around me. Right. If I can serve others and I can lift people up and bring people up around me, I don't have to be number one anymore. That is my reward. Right. So anyways, it changes over time. I think your driver changes over time. And I think that's what this assessment is going to really help shine some light on. And does that sound right? That you're going to kind of know a little bit more about what drives you. And then what do we do after we take that assessment?
Well, you get personalized results, so you can read through the, you know, how this shows up for you, you know, and then you will be on my mailing list. You know, this is an opt-in to my mailing list. So if you'd like to be a part of my mailing list, would love to have you be there. Of course, you can opt out at any point in time, but, you know, then you'll get regular updates from me about other very important and impactful career and leadership oriented tips. And we can stay connected. We'd love to have you be a part of my community.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of that, okay, what's the best place for people to connect with you and become part of your community? Do you prefer that they opt into your emails deal, or do you want to have them like connect with you on LinkedIn, or what's the best ways for people to connect with you?
You know what, Trevor? I have learned over time that allowing people to engage with me and their preferred mode of communication is best. So, you know, I'd love for you to join my mailing list. If you prefer to just reach out through LinkedIn, I'm very active there. So you can find me. My name is Sonja Price, SonjaPrice. You can find me there. I'm titled as a dream job matchmaker. So if you'd like to learn more about finding a dream job and being matched with a dream job, that's the work that I do. And I'm also starting to do more in the leadership space. So the book that we talked about, The Infinite Leader, I'm probably coming out with a second edition of that book, and we'll probably be posting a lot more about topics related to that. So you can find me pretty much on all the major social channels. But I'll probably be rebranding with The Infinite Leader. So I have Dynamo Careers. You can find Dynamo Careers on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, a little bit on YouTube as well. But stay tuned. You know, if you come follow me now, I'll make sure that I keep you apprised of what's coming up next with the Infinite Leaders as well.
I like the Infinite Leaders. I'm just going to say it. I told you that. I like that. It's that was a movie trailer I would watch right now. You. Let's go. Like, I like that, because y'all need to go pick up that book, y'all. Hold up. Pick up that book. Where can I get that book? Is it on Amazon? Can I get that on Amazon? Where do I get that?
It is on Amazon. It is on Amazon. I do have a second edition that's going to be coming out very soon.
Oh, okay.
So wait for that. And then, you know what? Announcement right here. This is the first time that I'm publicly announcing this, actually. Oh. But I am starting my own podcast.
Oh, no way.
So, yeah. So the podcast will be called The Infinite Leaders.
Leaders.
Would love to share that with everyone who's listening right now as well.
Absolutely. Infinite Leaders. When does that kick off and launch? And can I be on it? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
Yeah. Let's talk. Let's talk for sure. Yeah. I'm targeting December as the launch date.
Okay.
So not too far away. Yeah.
All right. I like it. Okay. Y'all need to go check out that in December. Okay. You need to go check out Infinite Leaders. I love that. That's why behind the scenes, she was asking me all these questions about my studio and setup and how are you getting it live to all these channels? Now I'm putting it together. You got your own stuff going on.
I do. And you know what? I got to tell you this, Trevor. I know you said that you don't need a trophy anymore. But for everyone who is listening, like, because I know that you have a huge ripple effect with all of the work that you do. And you know what? This type of production, it does take a lot of work. And Trevor has like mastered the game. Like, I go on a lot of podcasts, so I see a wide variety of how people produce these kinds of things. Trevor, you are everywhere, you know. Right now we're on Clubhouse, where you're live streaming to like all the major social channels. We're on live on Clubhouse. You're going to take this, you know, edit it, put it up on YouTube, probably all back again on all the social media. So like you got the master game plan going. You know how to do this. So if I could give you a trophy for podcast production, please gratefully accept that on behalf of everybody who listens to you and follows you.
I appreciate that. And I tell you what, you know, instead of a trophy, you could just leave me a 5-star review on Apple. Just hook me up with a review.
Okay? Even better. Yes, please go do that.
And make sure you go do that for Sonia as well. Pick up her book, okay, Infinite Leader, and leave her a review. Okay, on Amazon. I'm sure that helps her as well. Would that help you to get some reviews?
You know what? It does. It really does. And I don't know if people actually really know how meaningful having those reviews are. Like, doing this work it's a hard game. You know, it can be a hard game. Like, you know, we do this work and it totally comes from our heart, but you know, Trevor, you're not, I don't think you're making any money off of like producing this podcast. I'm sure there's a ripple effect that comes later, but those reviews are so helpful to bring more people into the mix. And I think as consumers, we oftentimes don't realize that this is a two-way street and that it's actually really helpful to give back to the people who give to us on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I've got to remind
you. I know that myself.
Yeah, most people only leave bad reviews, okay? That's what it is, okay? They get pissed off about something, they have a bad experience, right? And they go out there and they blast them. And you know what? Like, I will only do that if it is so bad. Like, where you are, I had an experience at the doctor not long ago where it was just, she talked to me crazy. And I'm like, who do you think you are talking to me like that? Like, oh my goodness, she talked to me so crazy. I was like, nope, sorry, I left. I literally left and I actually walked back in because I went and looked at the reviews afterwards, and I looked at her reviews and all of them were negative, saying the exact same thing, that she just disrespects people. She talks to them all kind of crazy and everything else. And so I went in and I talked to the receptionist and I said, hey, there's a problem here. She's got a bunch of negative reviews. She's a 2.8 on Google. All of these negative reviews, okay? And I was like, is she aware of this? Does she even know? Because it's a new practice. I was like, does she even know that she is the problem? It's not us, okay? You think I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. Look, it's clear. She's the problem. There's like 20 negative reviews here all saying the same thing, that she talks to people crazy. She has no bedside manner. She just talks to people crazy. And I was like, I would like to speak with her again and show her this. And I need an apology from her, because once she sees this, it's pretty clear. Like, I was like, you know, and if she doesn't, I'm like, I will leave a negative review too. And I don't want to have to do that, but I will, you know. And anyway, she didn't. She was like, no, I'm not going to come out and talk to you. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I left her, I left a negative review, and I hardly ever do that, guys. I really, it has to be so bad. And I even tried to give her an opportunity to make it right before I did it. Right.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't take it.
That takes a lot of effort on your part too. So, I mean, thanks for giving her an opportunity. You know, I think most of us don't even get the opportunities to kind of write, you know, whatever happened before. Just, I think, you know, sometimes we just need opportunities to like go back and discuss things and give people a chance to think about things differently and how to approach life and business in a new and meaningful way. It's unfortunate 100%. That she wasn't open to that, but
you know, it is unfortunate. And I get that from the auto industry. When I was in the auto industry, we had these surveys, right? When you sell a car, you get this survey and, you know, a negative. So the dealership I worked for, they put it, if you got a perfect survey, if you got all 10s perfect survey, they would give you $50. Okay, cool. $50, little bonus, right? If you got a negative survey, okay, they would take $50. Okay. So there was a consequence, right? So I remember I got that first negative survey and it was like all ones. Somebody just went down 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And they took the $50 and I'm like, oh crap. I just like, but what it, for me, what it did was I was like, okay, I need to develop a process so that never happens again. Okay. And I did, I developed a process that I would essentially coach the clients to give me a perfect survey. And so all of a sudden I'm getting all these perfect surveys and I made a whole ton of money, you know, on the surveys, but it just, it showed me how important those are. And you don't really realize, I bet the customers didn't know they were costing me money. They thought they were hurting the dealership or they thought they were whatever. If they would have known that blasting a survey was actually coming out of my pocket and hurting me, they probably wouldn't have done it. Right. So you just don't know what a negative review is going to do to somebody or how it's going to impact them. Somebody might lose their job over something like that. Right. Seriously. So that's why, you know, again, I wanted to go into that lady and just kind of give her another opportunity. Like, look, there's an issue here. It's pretty clear. I'd love to just discuss it. Let's have another opportunity to hash this thing out before I have to get on here. So anyways, but I got a hot mic over here on Clubhouse, but I think it is about that time. You know, Sonia, I really appreciate you being with us today and spending some time with us. Again, tell the audience real quick where they can pick up your book, where they can when they can. I guess December is when your podcast is launching, right? December, yes. Infinite Leaders.
Infinite Leaders, yep. Infinite
and then leaders. Your website.
Tell you can them also your website. Just come to my website, dynamocareers.com, dynamocareers.com. If you do sign up for my mailing list, I will give you, I'll keep you completely updated on everything that's happening. My books are available on Amazon. You can also see my books available on Dynamo Careers on my website. And come reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn. I always love to, you know, have a personal connection and just know who you are, know who's listening. You know, feel free to shoot me a message. Let me know who you are, what you're up to in life, and we can connect that way.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about Who You Know. We'll be right back.